All right. Hello. What's going on? RMR Training Podcast. My name is Rich Ryan. Hello. So, the full squad, Meg Jacoby, Ryan Kent, myself, we had not been able to connect on a podcast for a couple of weeks. They've been traveling and I've been traveling and they've been traveling. We will get back to some regular scheduled programming here in the next couple of weeks, which will be exciting as we build up for the World Championships. First, quick shout out to the squad out there setting world records in the mixed relay and Cologne. It was Ryan, it was Meg, it was Linda Meyer, and it was Lucas Thorath setting the record there. That, and then before that, Meg Jacoby and Linda Meyer set the women's pro doubles record. Records are just coming. They're going too, though. They're going to though. Some really stout competition out there in the mixed doubles. They took one of RMR's records here with Ryan and Meg, with Alex Ronkovich and his partner taking down that. Also, shout outs to all the racers over there in the Cologne Last Chance Qualifier. Big stakes, lots of pressure. My man James Kelly, JK, just brought it. Absolutely brought it. One spot available for the men, and he took it. Literally just took it. Give me that. On the women's side, it was Zara Pergiani, Kate Davey, an athlete I'm not super familiar with, who finished there in second. Sorry, I don't have it right in front of me. If you want more detailed coverage or just thoughts on these races, make sure you check out Race Brain Podcast. Comes out on Tuesday afternoon-ish. Then we're going to talk about these races a lot, whole bunch. But today, I wanted to talk about how CrossFit training for CrossFit, training like a CrossFitter, can help your HYROX performance, and also how it won't help your CrossFit performance. CrossFit is a great modality that can add a ton of variety into your training, which makes things a little bit more palatable, a little bit more exciting. And there's definitely some benefits to training this way and how it will translate to the actual HYROX race course, but there's some drawbacks as well. And this guy, I got thinking about this recently after the, so quick background, I have been involved doing some sort of CrossFit since like back in the day. I stepped foot in my first CrossFit gym in like 2011 and did it as my primary mode of exercise training, I guess you would say, with running as well. I never gave up the running piece. I did it for like 3 or 4 years. I've done the open probably 10 times now. Coached CrossFit for 3 years at a number of affiliates in the Philadelphia area, and currently coaching some runners who are high-level CrossFitters cross-country. So I love CrossFit, right? I'm not just coming in here, hey, I did some Metcons, here's what I think. No, I'm in this world more than most other worlds that I would say I'm in. So I take a lot of the principles that I've learned at my time in CrossFit and apply them pretty heavily to what we're doing here at HYROX. And what is so great about HYROX training is that there is a wide variety of training modalities that it basically borrows from, right? So if you're into CrossFit, like watching the sport, you'll know, like weightlifting, a lot of times endurance stuff, gymnastics. There's a lot of different elements. And so when training for it, you can find different areas of expertise to bring that directly into your training. So it isn't necessarily like, here is one style, here's one way. It's more of a broad concept and figuring out ways to patch that all together with just the idea of like higher level of fitness, right? And in HYROX, you know, things get a little bit more narrow in HYROX or DecaFit and just hybrid racing in general, because we know what the demands are going to be. We have an idea. We know exactly what the race is. We've done it before. We know what we need to work on. We know what everyone else is working on. So we don't, it's not as broad. So it gets narrowed down quite a bit, but CrossFit allows a lot more exploration. And that's what I really enjoy about it, is taking pieces from that and then seeing how one piece in one part of the methodology applies to other pieces. And that's a lot of what we do here at RMR Training, is taking what we know from the endurance side of things and from the strength world and then blending it into things that are going to be usable and specific for HYROX in general. So today in this episode, we're going to talk a lot about CrossFit. I have four or five different pieces of CrossFit training that that I've worked into my own training of late, and some of the benefits that I'm seeing, and also some of the things that you might want to avoid or things that you definitely won't get from CrossFit in general. So in general, we're going to start with the loading. The loading in CrossFit, basically the weight that you're using. In HYROX, the loading is not light, right? And that is what we love about this sport, right? There is a strength component to it, in particular on the sleds. And then just like the volume of the loading on things like walking lunges and wall balls, that there needs to be a base level of strength. And the floor for that strength is like fairly high. Like it's not just like general population can go out, everyone's done this. Like you need to know and train to handle this weight. So just in general, like the loading for HYROX is not light, but the loading for CrossFit is heavier. The bias in CrossFit leans towards strength much more than the bias in HYROX, because HYROX leans toward endurance, right? So just your general CrossFit training, the loading is going to be heavier, right? So if you're going to do like CrossFit style metcons and just and bring the weight down to something where you can just kind of sustain and can continue to kind of ramp things through the roof and just get up to that like zone three, zone four, and just kind of sit there pretty easily by making sure the weights are lighter, then we're kind of dabbling closer to, you know, like kind of that CrossFit light, as they say, which would be like Orange Theory, Barry's Bootcamp, things like F45. These are things that don't load as heavy and they're still kind of biased more toward endurance because loading isn't as heavy. So if you're going to train for like as like CrossFit, make sure that load is substantial, because that will help your explosivity and your general strength. And that is going to just make you stronger in general. So when you are asked to take on the demands of HYROX, the rate of perceived exertion that you're putting out during that is going to be fairly low compared to what you do in CrossFit. So I would definitely recommend, if you're going to get into CrossFit style training, is to keep that load high. And some people might not like that about CrossFit, because there is certainly a barrier when it comes to being competitive because of the weight. I mean, this is what I would run into all the time. I could get written out of a program, out of a workout in one lift. You know, you throw reps for 315 on deadlift, I'm gonna be like, this will not take me a minute. And then it's not working conditioning at all. There's no conditioning for me, where other big beasts who are super strong, where they can load beyond that weight, can still be like pretty aerobic and handle that, where I'm just all glycolytic. Everything needs to come all the way down. I'm doing these things like one at a time. But having that loaded heavier is going to be really valuable. The general strength that we need for HYROX, again, it's pretty high. So being able to work into your training heavier loads with your conditioning is kind of a two birds with one stone situation, where oftentimes how I've kind of approached this, and if you're part of RMR training app, you'll see this a bit as well. It's a bit more polarized with the training, where we'll work on getting strong by doing sets and reps, right? It'll be 3x5 back squat, for instance, and with rest in between, just so you can load up heavier weight. So if you're doing like a Metcon, and say it is, say there's back squats in the Metcon, generally there won't be, a little bit sketchier to get the weight to your back, or you don't want to use a rack, but you can. It would be something where it would be, I don't know, 5 rounds of 30 cal assault bike, 5 back squat, and 30 devil's press, or something like that, where the loading will come down from what you would typically be able to do at 5, which would be about like 85% of your one rep max. But say it's like 75, and it's still pretty heavy, and you're going to have to be able to move that heavy load while fatigued, and you're still going to get the general strength benefits of that while still working some of the conditioning pieces around it. So I am a big fan of working these heavier loads for CrossFit. One thing that is a bit of a drawback with these heavier loads is kind of what we talked about before. A lot of times we lean into lighter weights so that we can go faster or do more without stopping. And that is something that can happen in CrossFit. Like, you're going to lose that aerobic element that we do need for a Hyrox, in the example I used before, where we're talking about doing deadlifts at 315 and I'm doing one at a time and it takes me forever to do like 5 to 10, but I'm not going to get that aerobic piece. Then it's just going to kind of be strength and more like more muscular conditioning, which is also beneficial, but we need to work our aerobic system in Hyrox. So if you're doing CrossFit often, like say you're going to CrossFit classes, whatever, 4 to 5 days a week, the loading might be heavy too often that you're not going to get the amount of aerobic work that you need to get in. And because since the loads, when they're heavier, these metcons can kind of be shorter, you know, 10, 15 minutes or so, then we're really just not going to get there, right? So there's a place for this, but I think it's like in addition to and not in place of other aerobic work that we would get in for our Hyrox training. Another thing that will come along with CrossFit training is variety. You get the unknown and unknowable piece of this, which is just their like kind of annoying saying that they do in terms of how they're going to prepare for competition. And in the games itself is very like the competition itself. For instance, we're talking on, I'm doing this on Sunday, the 14th, this weekend coming up is CrossFit quarterfinals, and they still don't know the workouts, right? It is 1 week out and they don't know what workouts they're going to have to do for this. So they have to have this like massive variety in their training just so they can be prepared for whatever that gets thrown at them, which is cool, but it's not going to be specific for Hyrox, right? And that's obvious. You're going to get some things to translate, some things that might help and bump your floor a little bit higher, but it's not going to be exactly what you need. And this can be very helpful if you are an athlete who needs a little bit of variety, needs a little bit of that mental reprieve in training. And there are people who come from CrossFit who come into Hyrox, people that I've come across, who are just like, it's just like a little bit too repetitive, you know? And for me, coming from specifically running background, it's not repetitive at all. But you basically do something different every single day. But week over week, it can be repetitive for sure. Or CrossFit, you might not do the same workout twice ever. It's just like you might do it once and be like, great. And then there's like, oh, that was hard. And then like you might get a certain different stimulus, but like there won't be like the exact apples to apples. And I think progressive overload for an event, when training for a specific event that you know the demands of, is such a linchpin in our training methodology here, that to just broaden the scope of the movements and the training styles, like the different like AMRAPs versus EMOMs versus things for time, like all these different modalities of training. If you're just broadening that too much, it just kind of get lost. And for athletes who need that for their mentals, just to kind of keep them going and keep them training hard, then that is a massive benefit to CrossFit. But in general, I find that variety to be a little bit distracting, is how I would put it. And if you have a singular goal in Hyrox, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably are like, hey, I'm training to do well in Hyrox. So the demands of Hyrox should be present pretty often. Where if you're doing, again, CrossFit classes, the variety is going to be too much. But it's also fun, right? It can complement some of the other things you might not get. Like one thing that I found while putting more CrossFit kind of training back into my regiment this recent training block is I've been doing things like squat cleans. And my squat clean numbers are as good or better than they ever have been because I have been working on things like sled push, which are very quad dominant, and front squats are also fairly quad dominant. So if I get something onto my shoulders now, it goes up, and it didn't used to be like that. It wasn't strong enough. So there is crossover from Hyrox, from like a sled push to a squat clean, where there could also, and something else I found is because of squat clean, I'm taking on big loads onto my frame, and also doing things like thrusters or jerks, I'm moving that load up overhead. And I found this to be extremely beneficial for things like wall balls. Like the ball feels light, super duper light. It is light. Or something like lunges, that that weight on my frame feels better than it has because I'm working at heavier loads onto my frame. So there's complementary strength there, right? There's not apples to apples, like always needs to be specific to get better. There are things that are going to be a bit of a hole in our game when we're just doing high rocks over and over. So adding in some of this variety can be very good to complement the strength pieces that you might need for a high rocks event. The next piece we're talking about is keeping in touch with your very high end. In general, high rocks and a high rocks event is going to and should be right at your anaerobic threshold or slightly below. If it is hard to condition yourself to be able to sit at your anaerobic threshold for the full hour that we're needing for this event, and generally that's where your anaerobic threshold, and this is from a runner standpoint, your anaerobic threshold is something that you could sit and hold for about an hour of racing, right? And that's whatever that ends up being, 10K, 15K, 10 mile, half marathon if you're an absolute beast. But to get there in high rocks, because the demands are so, they undulate so much, and because you need a lot of volume to be able to kind of sit at that high level for a long time, it's just challenging to get to that absolute line and just sit right there. That should ultimately be the goal of everyone who's racing, is like seeing where the line is as fast as they could go and just pegging it there for the, whatever it is now, but the way these courses are going, 50 minutes to 80 minutes of work, and just sitting there and just hovering in it. It ends up being, again, you kind of go up over it and kind of come down below it because of the way that the stations kind of set up, and some stations are going to bring your heart rate down for some, it's going to jack them up for others. The run's going to bring it down for some, it's going to jack it up for others. So it doesn't always equal out, but you want to be at or around there. So a lot of the training is going to be below that, because it is a volume game and you need to spend endurance responds well to volume. So you need to do a lot right at that line or under that line to be able to consistently increase the work that you're doing, right? So you'd want to do work under that line, like more of it. So muscularly you will come around and improve. So when you're time to kind of move into sitting right at that line, you have the structural ability to do so. Going beyond that line is not a place that we spend too much time, because it is not specific. Again, it's not that specific, and the amount of time that we have is limited. So if we're going to spend time working an energy system, it's going to be aerobic or anaerobic threshold. Anaerobic threshold or below is just going to be a better way to spend your time that you do have. But in CrossFit, like, there is a lot more zone 4 plus and into zone 5. So this is where you're really going hard for, let's say, an 8 to 12 minute AMRAP or a 2 to 4 minute interval piece. I spend a lot of time moving quickly. And again, the loads are so heavy, then the demands are so high that the RPE is through the roof. And that is something that can be that can actually be beneficial to your high rocks training, is that the RPE will reduce your rate of perceived exertion. So things will feel a little bit easier when you're coming into a station at your anaerobic threshold or below. And so you're not working that incredibly high end. Also, working at that high end, that 4-5, zone 4-5 is the best way to improve your VO2 max. Now, VO2 max, it's not incredibly improvable, but it is like having an uptick in oxygen consumption. It's not going to hurt, right? It's not the secret to high rocks performance, but it's helpful to touch on it now and then. And it can improve just your ability to breathe heavy under heavy loads and to improve your respiration endurance. Just like getting into that high end, there is a place for that in your high rocks training. This is something CrossFit does very well, right? And the thing with CrossFitters as they come into something like high rocks is that they're so conditioned and trained at this like over anaerobic threshold type of effort that everything is like, they try to do everything there and it's hard for them to kind of back off to get a little bit more aerobic. And so it's for them to build volume. And if you're coming, like, so if you're coming from CrossFit at all, you might overpace things a little bit too often. And again, there's time and place for that, but you need to spend time working your aerobic system, being a little bit more specific. So I think that if you're going to do something like this once a week, twice, maybe, depending on the muscular demands of the actual Metcon that you're doing. But so that is like, that's just something, right? That is a pro, but also like kind of a con of it. And again, if you're doing your HYROX, your CrossFit training through a CrossFit gym specifically that's training CrossFit athletes, they'll probably do this more than you need to. They will probably do this more than you need to do it. And it's fun, and it's nice to push into that place every now and then. But I would consider this more of a con. And if you could do it, working this level, I've talked about this before, but if you want to spend time, zone floor plus zone five, do that on machines. So it's low demand, demand on your muscular system. One of the biggest benefits of training CrossFit for your HYROX is there is a huge emphasis on upper body conditioning. In HYROX in general, there's not a ton of upper body demands. If you were to kind of break out a ratio, which I haven't done, so now I'm just talking. I don't have this prepared. I'm just talking about this. But I would imagine most of the stations, like ski is going to be upper body, sled push is going to be lower body, sled pull is mostly lower body outside of grip. But once your grip is at a maintainable level to hold onto the rope, it's lower body. Burpee broad jumps is more conditioning. Like you could say it's upper body, but their limiter in burpee broad jumps is going to be more conditioning rather than like your ability to your endurance of like your pushing endurance. Rowing is going to be lower body. Farmers is certainly upper body, but again, it's just like the shortest one. It's 2 minutes of time. Lunge is lower body, and wall balls is kind of a combination of both. And the demands of that, of the upper body stuff, it's really not that high. So it's easy to kind of steamroll over that and spend a lot of time conditioning just your aerobic system and then like your lower body. So this is fairly eye-opening for me when doing the workouts in the CrossFit Open. Every one of the workouts, I was limited because of my upper body muscular endurance. And my fitness in general, aerobically and anaerobically, was as good as it's ever been. But there was just times where I was just completely blowing up in my forearms, in my lats, in my shoulders, because I'm not spending a ton of time working at a high end and a high volume for upper body. So this is where something I find it to be extremely beneficial to train for HYROX. And this might be my own personal blind spot. And most people are like, oh yeah, of course. But I've found most of the times I've done upper body stuff, it's just like aesthetic and I don't really care. But there is absolutely an upper body component to HYROX that increasing your conditioning, your muscular endurance in your upper body is a massive benefit. And I'm not exactly sure what the drawback is for this. And that is something that has been something that's been put into my own training, into the RMR training app, is a lot more upper body conditioning so that we are feeling better at those wall balls, so that we do not have a problem during broad jump, so that the farmer's carry is a absolute cakewalk. And having that in there and having the sled pull be a little bit easier to manage because of that upper body strength. So this is something I think CrossFit does extremely well. And if you see like the games level athletes, they're yoked. They're huge. They're big in their shoulders and arms are huge. Their chests are like a little underdeveloped for most, but they are still bigger than HYROX athletes. And that's because that they are doing a lot of upper body. It's part of their sport. They need to have upper body endurance when it comes to pulling, when it comes to hanging, when it comes to gripping the bar, gripping the dumbbell. They're using the upper body a lot, and we're using it much less here. And the transfer between CrossFit upper body training and HYROX is going to be very helpful. So something that I think should be put into most HYROX programs so that you are able to meet those demands. So this is not a problem, right? There's not, that shouldn't be a hole that you have. And if you're coming from a bit of a more of a strength background, you might have the muscle base that you need and the muscle strength, but the endurance might be lacking. So adding in more upper body conditioning pieces, and this is just things like jerks, burpees, it could be things like snatches, pull-ups, toes to bar, anything that's like grip intensive or pulling intensive, and things that will kind of get you to the point of muscular fatigue are very helpful to have in your HYROX training. And then just some general, general takeaways then for your pros. Heavy loading is going to help with being explosive and your general strength. Having a variety could be good for your mentals, and it also could be helpful in terms of complementary lifts and complementary strength. The high-end stuff can improve your VO2 max. And again, a little bit more on that mental side where it gives you a little bit more added variety, and it can reduce your rate of perceived exertion when doing HYROX, and a lot of upper body conditioning. And that is just great. And that could also add a little bit of muscle on the upstairs, right? So if you're into that aesthetic, I mean, hey, I said I'm not into the aesthetic, but it's not a problem. I'm not upset. I'm not upset about the aesthetic piece of this training, you know? So generally the cons, it's not going to be specific enough. It's not going to be aerobic enough. It can be time intensive when it comes to learning things like skills, where if you're like practicing handstand walks or snatches, overhead squats, you could be spending that time doing aerobic work, which will serve you so much better for this. And just in general, it's not enough running, which you need to do. And it's just going to be a bit more, it can kind of tip the scales in terms of a recoverability piece. Again, because it's not specifically designed for HYROX, and the loading can be very heavy. So that's going to add a little bit more to the recoverability piece. So CrossFit training or CrossFit classes absolutely has a place in HYROX, right? And it's no wonder that, you know, we're kind of like cousins here. We're definitely the younger cousin that's a little more annoying, and they're not trying to hang out with us, and we don't really care that much, but whatever. But the training methodologies, they're definitely hand in hand. I mean, the event itself of HYROX was, in like the standards, is basically picked, cherry picked right from CrossFit. So there's a reason why we're kind of cousins like that. But it's again, it's a great piece to your training, but it should absolutely not be the only part of your training that will be to help you kind of move the needle. Because it will a little bit if you have the foundation of HYROX first and then try to add in the CrossFit second. But up front, it's really not going to be that way. So I hope this was helpful. I hope you enjoyed this. Like I said, full squad, we will be back soon, I think. I don't know. But we'll keep the content rolling for you. We've been putting out some different tips and tricks when it comes to HYROX performance and training on rmr.training on Instagram. Make sure you check out that. We have a couple cool videos up specifically about rowing strategy, specifically about sled pull strategy that are pretty helpful, and people seem to find it helpful. Also, take a look at the RMR training app. We have several different programs up there, including daily programming that right now is designed a lot more about race-specific HYROX stuff. We're kind of gearing up toward the end of the season. So if you have a couple big races coming up in Europe or North America, this is kind of the twilight of the season, and it's kind of like leading into the last couple races. So we're being pretty specific on that front, and we're adding in, we're actually kind of stripping away some of the Metcon pieces. We were upping the kind of CrossFit-y stuff in RMR daily because of these benefits. But we're kind of pulling away now so that we can focus on more specific HYROX stuff, because these next 6 or 8 weeks, it's going to be a lot of A races coming out. So we got that going on. And we also just have 12-week programs. So if you have something coming up in the fall or late summer, if you, I believe, Australia is going to have more events then, and places in APAC are going to be more summer based. So looking for more of a 12-week program, we have that. We got DecaFit 12-week programs. We got running specific programs. We are working on doubles. It's just about done. Doubles is just about done. So that should come out in the next week or two, and that's going to be an 8-week program that will be perfect for anybody who's looking to improve your doubles performance if you have a doubles partner as well. So those doubles workouts can be done by yourself, or they can be done with your partner if you have this a similar proximity. So we're very excited about that. And also we have several spots available. I wouldn't say several. We are over halfway sold out total for our training camps here in Colorado. We have 6 spots of the 14 available for the July, mid-July one. And we have 7 available of the 14 spots of it for the August camp date. So this is going to sell out. If you are interested in coming, we have inquiries all the time. So make sure you're taking the time just to hit that link below and inquire about the camp itself. If you're just looking for a little bit more information, you'll be sent to a page that will give you some of that, and then you can apply and I will respond and give you a little bit more details and just to see if it's the right fit for you. And if it works, it's great. I mean, it's an awesome time. We'd love to hang out with fitness HYROX enthusiasts. Maybe we'll do some HYROX Metcon CrossFit stuff in there as well. So my dog is barking. I got to go see what's going on. Appreciate you guys hanging out. We'll talk to you soon.